was there a lot of opposition, which I'm sure there was, to immigration around here?
We had two things. We had the Hitler Club, and we had the White Citizens Council and the Congress. Five men came to my house in my driveway one night, all friends of mine, and wanted to know if I would join the White Citizens Council. And I said, why are you from the Citizens Council? Well, we know that this is going to happen, and we're going to show something. And I said, gentlemen, we've been friends for some 30 years. And I'm going to tell you something. Not only will I not join your council, but I'll oppose you to my last breath if I have to. And I want you to understand. Well, they packed up their motor and left. And you know, they never could organize a front shipping company. It's just fine. Now, the people at that made a march. The Sunday after news was that we didn't agree. But they announced it on Saturday, and they had so few people that it embarrassed them. And I never heard another word.
Okay, earlier you was telling me about the condition whenever you, you know, how there's a lot of problems in education whenever you first started. Do you think those problems still exist?
And if they do, I mean, if they don't, what's changed to make them better?
Chuck, before we leave the integration process, I want to make a statement. I wouldn't have made it 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But so far as I know, Blount County is the only school system in America that by court order has neighborhood schools. That's the children go to the school nearest their home.
Yeah. But all the counties around Blount County didn't have that?
No. St. Clair here, next to us, transported and integrated every school as far as I know. I know they had one three-teacher school on the mountain out there, and they had to move a white teacher and put a black teacher in the faculty, even though they didn't have any white students, any black students. That was what they call a quota system. One, at least one or more, until you had 5%, which was the population ratio. Now, your other question.
I was talking about the problem. Do you still think there's a lot of problems in education?
We have a lot of problems in education, but it's magnified. And it seems to me, and I've watched it for 20 years since I've been retired, that I'd say that possibly 90% of the dissatisfaction is either nurtured or perpetuated by politicians. So I'd say that most of the things you hear or read are politically motivated. The schools are so much better today in every respect. Now, there's some things that I would want fixed, but we have money. Every teacher has instructional supply of money. Where I used to have to buy the chalk out of my $56 a month, and I used an old saw for an eraser, so I didn't have to buy an eraser. But they have instructional money. In this county, there's not a building that's over 30 years old, I guess, except the few good buildings that we had, the big buildings. There's not a wooden building left. There's some leaks that ought to be fixed, yes. And as far as I understand, they go and fix it. But when I first started, we had homemade seats. There wasn't a bulk desk in that schoolhouse. And they got indoor restrooms, and there's most of them are spotless. They've got tile floors. They've got an enormous amount of instruction equipment, overhead projectors. They've got computers. They've got TV. And they've got teachers. I started teaching when I had 9 months of college. Now, there's no teacher in Alabama that hasn't got a degree, and the majority, I'm sure, have master's degrees. So the teacher is better qualified. I'll say that the teacher of yesterday was a little more dedicated. Nevertheless, dedication doesn't make a good teacher. A good teacher is made by two things: preparation, being taught how to teach, and learning the subject matter, and second, experience. And so HK today has much better opportunity. I'll say that the opportunity is so much ahead of what was there when I started that there's no reason to try to compare. No child walks to school. The buses had the bus door, and they've got overhead walkway so the rain won't get them. I have to get off the bus. The buses travel on paved roads. They've got feeders on them. Most people can think, all right. But the issues are perpetuated and are drawn out by the village of people who are trying to make a point. They say that schools don't need money. Well, schools always need money, and no school, I suppose, has system has enough money. But another thing, at that time, students had to work, and often their attendance was 60-70% of the year. Today, attendance generally runs 90%. You have very few unexcused absences. So the children are there. At one time, I think generally, you know, we used to walk 4 miles across a mountain to school. And actually walk 2 ways, 4 miles, climb a mountain twice a day.
You don't feel like that
fall down on the other side. You don't want to waste all day long doing nothing. So I guess the student was a little more dedicated at that time than they are now. I had one student my last year who was spending everything he took. And I asked him, I got into the office, and I said, son, look at this room, record. And he didn't say anything, and I said, now he was saying, you're going to get out of school next spring, whether you graduate or not, likely you'll quit. And you're going to marry and start working, have a home. What are you going to do? What kind of work are you going to do? What do you plan for your life? The boy looked at me for a second. He reached in his pocket and pulled out his bill phone. He opened it up. I saw a bunch of green bills. He says, see that, Mr. Gray? I've got money. He says, my parents gave me a new car for my birthday. He says, what more do I want? Now, how can you argue with that? You see, some way we're failing these students and saying, what will my life be? If I've got it today, I'm not hungry. As long as I'm filled today. And we're not. Some way we were failing to teach these students to prepare for tomorrow. To generate, that's a problem today. They're not using their time well.
What Did you ever have any discipline problems whenever you, I mean, I know today, like, whenever I was in high school, there wasn't a lot, but there was, you know, there was a pretty good bit of people getting in trouble, and students weren't, didn't expect the student facilities that well, you know.
Well, without any doubt, discipline then, better because you had, another news to go by is that our problems then were chewing gum and I think throwing spitballs would be one of them. Mm-hmm. That was the evil of our day. And my years, my biggest problem was not bad things happened in the school. My biggest problem was keeping children in school so we could keep them. They would quit the work. They'd quit. I'd ever get them in trouble. But as far as discipline, I've gone through months and months as much, and never have a problem. I never raised my voice. The hallways were quiet. There was never a disturbance. Everybody talked in lunchroom. Everybody was talking. But nobody, we had one regulation. If you're talking louder than anybody else, it's too loud. And they got to the place where